Hello and welcome to worship at West End United Methodist Church. My name's Doug Arnold and I'm a member of the Hospitality Ministries team. It's a joy to have you worship with us today, and we do invite you to fully participate. You'll find links to worship materials in the description section of our live feed, and as we prepare our hearts and minds for worship today, we also invite you to light a candle as a sign of Christ's presence with you. May God be with you as we enter this holy time together.
Greetings, my friends. It's my joy to welcome you to this time of worship at West End United Methodist Church. I'm so glad to be with you during this sacred hour, this day when we remember and celebrate the baptism of Jesus and the blessing that baptism is in our lives. As we prepare for worship, because we will be celebrating the sacrament of baptism and what it means for us, I would invite you to have close by to you a bowl or a glass of water so that when the moment comes when we are reaffirming our baptismal covenant, you can touch the water and you can place it on your forehead and be ready to participate fully in that moment. I would invite you to register your attendance in the link that's provided in the chat right next to where we're on the screen. If you'll copy that link and place it in your browser, that will take you right to the registration form. A few other announcements as we gather this morning. Our annual charge conference will be taking place on Tuesday, and this is the meeting that happens every year when we will elect our new officers and new leaders for the year. We'll set the clergy salaries and go over our membership roles, and we ask for your prayers, and if you're interested in participating, you can send me an email and we will send you the link to that meeting. Our youth ministries will get up and running again this Sunday, starting with Sunday school today. And then this afternoon at 4 o'clock, all youth are invited to participate in the youth council meeting. And then small groups will begin at 5 o'clock. And if you need a link for these activities, please contact our youth minister, Emily Robbins. We're excited to announce a new opportunity for learning and growth on Wednesday nights starting January 20th at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays, beginning on January 20th. We'll be having a series called March Towards Freedom. We have several speakers coming to lead us, all over Zoom, of course, to help us explore the thoughts and ideas about God that have sustained movements of justice and liberation for generations. One of those speakers was my advisor from seminary, Dr. Luther Smith, so I invite you to participate in this class and learn from his wisdom and from the wisdom of many others. You'll find full details in our Friday email and on our website. Finally, the members of the Creation Care team will be leading 45-minute sessions to equip you to contact elected officials regarding creation justice. One of those sessions will be today at 1:30, and they'll do it again twice on January 14th at noon and at 6 p.m. And again, more information can be found in our Friday email and on our website. Those are just some of the ways that we are learning and growing and moving forward in God's kingdom. And I would invite you to participate in whatever ways you feel led, and now to give yourself fully to this hour of worship as we remember our baptism.
We hear a voice in the wilderness calling out to us. We hear a voice from the heavens whispering.
You are my beloved children.
We see a dove descending.
And know the Spirit of God is among us this day.
We hear the voice calling us to repentance of our sins, and we respond by confessing them together before God and one another, trusting that God is ready and willing to forgive us. God of love, you created us in your image. You have called us by name. You have shown us the way to abundant life through Jesus. You have blessed us with your Spirit, and yet too often we go our own way. We betray the image of God and with all people as we hurt each other with words meant to injure, actions that cause harm, and apathy that causes us to turn away. We have forgotten the call to love God with all our hearts and instead put ourselves at the center of our choices. We have forgotten your call to love our neighbors as ourselves as we ignore the poor, the oppressed, the hurting. Forgive us, God. Have mercy on us. Call us back to the water, to our baptism, that we might hear again your voice claiming us as your beloved children and be empowered to live in such a way that glorifies you. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. As a forgiven and reconciled people, let us exchange signs of reconciliation and love. The peace of Christ be with you.
The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Peace of Christ be with you.
The peace of Christ be with you.
The peace of Christ be with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Let us pray together the prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. Lesson from the Gospel, Mark 1:4-11. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him, and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The word of God for the people of God.
I'd like to invite all the children to come a little bit closer to your screens and join with me in just a moment of thinking together about what today means. We just heard the story of Jesus' baptism, and today we're thinking about and talking about and remembering baptism and what baptism means. Now, Jesus went to the River Jordan and was baptized by a man named John the Baptist. And when he came up out of the river, he heard a voice, the voice of God, saying to him, "You are my son. I love you, and I'm delighted with you." And that same voice speaks to us when we're baptized. That's what the waters of baptism are all about. Now, maybe you've been baptized, or maybe you haven't been baptized yet, but whether you've been baptized yet or not, whenever we see someone baptized, we remember that God loves each and every person, just like God's child. So, when we come to that point in the service where we invite everybody to touch the water, I want you to help your parents and the people who are worshiping with you to touch the water and to remember what God says about you and about them and about every person on this earth. God says to all of us, "I love you and I'm delighted with you." And you know, that's one of the reasons I'm so happy that you're coming to church today and that you worship regularly, because church is one of those places in this world where we can come and hear God loves you. And we all need to hear that a lot, don't we? Let's pray together. God, we thank you so much that you love us just as we are. You love us no matter what. There's nothing we could ever do that would make you stop loving us. We thank you for the waters of baptism that remind all of us of your love for all people. May we feel special today, and may we do everything we can to help other people feel special and feel loved by you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now remember and make sure that y'all have a glass of water or a bowl of water handy for just a few minutes from now. It is good to be back with you this Sunday. I've missed being with you the past couple of Sundays, but I did need a vacation. I took about a week of vacation. Like many of you, it was more of a staycation. We went away for one night to Monteagle to do some hiking, but otherwise I was home, I was sleeping late, I was making lots of soup, I was just resting and being with my family. I was very intentional, actually, about unplugging, trying to stay away from email and texting and all of my devices, trying to take a little break from the news. And finally, on Tuesday, I took a special day apart to spend some time in prayer. I have a very generous family member who let me borrow some space for the day in town, and I took my Bible and a devotional guide and some reading with me. And I just spent the day reading scripture in a rhythm of prayer and silence and walking. I try to do that periodically because, like many of you, in the day-to-day living of things with parenting and work and cooking dinner and all the things that come with life, it's sometimes hard to make space, really to connect with God. And so I try at least once a year, and I'm aiming now for once a quarter, maybe even once a month, one of those New Year's resolutions, to carve out a half day or a full day to rest in prayer. My hope is, when I set aside one of these days, that at some point in the course of my reading of Scripture and my prayer, that I'll feel God's presence, that I'll feel really connected with God, that I'll be reminded of God's love for me. To be honest, sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. That's just the way it is in our spiritual journey, I believe. But that was a deep hope that I went into the day with. And as the day began to draw to a close, I realized I was feeling a little disappointed. I hadn't felt that really deep connection with God. I hadn't felt what I wanted to feel. And so I sat down for my last session of scripture reading and journaling, and it happened. I was reading the story of the two companions walking on the road to Emmaus in the 24th chapter of Luke, and how Jesus came alongside them and started walking with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. They didn't even know he was with them. And suddenly something within me woke up, and I felt God's presence with me, and I was awashed once again in the love of God, and it was a gift and a blessing. And I packed up my things and headed home, feeling at peace and grateful. And then Wednesday happened. Like many of you, by Wednesday afternoon into early evening, I was glued to my television set, watching with horror and with shock as people stormed the Capitol building, and the kind of anger and vitriol that was being shouted in those moments, and watching what seemed to be our democracy under attack. And I had no words. And I wondered to myself, how are we as the people of God supposed to respond to this? What am I supposed to think, and what am I supposed to do? And for heaven's sake, what am I going to preach on Sunday? This is the baptism of the Lord Sunday, when usually the message is just so simple and straightforward that God loves you beyond measure, and that's what we get to hear and celebrate. And yet, how does that truth speak into a moment like this one that we watched unfold this week? What I really wanted to do was go back to Tuesday, to that little cocoon I was in where I was feeling God's love and God's peace and the assurance of God's presence with me and with all of us. And yet here I was thrust into this moment. And then it occurred to me that there's a second part of this story of Jesus' baptism. RJ read for us the first part of the story, where Jesus goes down to the Jordan River and is baptized by John the Baptist. He comes up out of the waters, and with the water still dripping from his head, he hears a voice, and he sees the Spirit descending gently upon him like a dove, and the voice says, "You are my Son, the Beloved. In you I am well pleased." It's a moment when we see the Trinity sharing love mutually together, the Spirit and the Creator and the Redeemer, the Lover, the Beloved, and the love between them all swirling and circling in this moment of glory and love and peace and celebration of who Jesus is. It's a moment that marks the beginning of Jesus' ministry. Before he preaches his first sermon, before he heals anyone, he enters the waters of baptism and is told and reminded who he is and claimed by God. And then, if we were to read one more verse, we would hear this. Immediately, the Spirit drove him into the wilderness where he was tempted by the devil. The Spirit that had just so gently descended upon him like a dove now drives him into the wilderness. This is where Mark's gospel is especially vivid. In Matthew's gospel and Luke's gospel, it says the Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness, but not Mark. In Mark's gospel, the Spirit drives Jesus, pushes him, forces him to face down evil, to face temptation and trials and trouble. Mark doesn't elaborate on what that means. But in the other two gospels on either side of Mark, we hear that Jesus is tempted to give in to his own desires, to put his own needs first. He's tempted to claim worldly power, to rule the world. He's tempted to live his life by the world's values. But again and again, with every temptation, Jesus responds from the waters of baptism, grounded in the love of God for him and for all people, grounded in the knowledge that all people are created in the image of God, and the way to build God's kingdom on earth is not through power, it's through love and vulnerability and grace and mercy and justice and shalom. And so, my friends, Jesus himself sets the pattern for us. We too are blessed by the waters of baptism. The waters of baptism claim us as children of God. They are a physical reminder that we are made in the image of God. And that God says to us, you are my beloved child. And there is nothing we can do that will ever change that. Even if you have yet to be baptized, the waters of baptism mean that for you. They're a sign to all of us that all people are created in the image of God and are loved by God. And so we, like Jesus, hear that voice claiming us and loving us. But then, like Jesus, we don't get to stay in that place of quiet or that cocoon. We are driven into this world as it is. We must live in this world. We must face evil. We must deal with temptation. Trouble comes in life. And the question for us is, how do we navigate this world as it is? How do we love this world as God loves this world? How do we join with God in building a world shaped by God's kingdom values, by love, compassion, kindness, justice, mercy, a world where nobody is hungry, a world where all people can find healing and hope, a world where everybody's loved and included? How do we step out into this world just as it is and allow the waters of baptism to shape how we act and see our siblings in the world? When I say our siblings, I mean everybody else. Just like Jesus' ministry, it all starts with the waters of baptism. Our starting point is the fact, the truth, that we are loved just as we are. We need to come again and again and again to these waters. That's why every year on the second Sunday of January, we celebrate together the baptism of the Lord. And under normal circumstances, we come forward and we each reach into the water and we pick a bead that we can take home with us as a reminder of our own belovedness and whose we really are. That's why you're invited today to come to the water in whatever way you're able. And that's why again and again when we worship together, we need to hear that message. We are beloved, we are beloved, we are beloved. So that then we can step out into the world and face whatever comes our way, grounded in that love, so that it shapes everything we do, everything we say, every way that we live and move. So my friends, today I invite you, come back to the waters. Hear again your belovedness. Amen. I invite you now to prepare as you need to prepare, to remember your baptism, to reaffirm the baptismal covenant. Part of what we do in this moment is to reassert our vows of baptism as we prepare once again to touch the waters. My family in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We're incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. Through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. I would invite you now to stand in body or in spirit and join me in once again reaffirming these vows of baptism. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, say, I do. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to all people? If so, say, I do. This is the water on which God breathed and the Spirit brooded when God began creating us. All the animals, the plants, the birds, all humanity.
This is the water that drove up the trunk of the tree whose branches bore the fruit we weren't to taste.
And this water covered the earth deeper than the Himalayas when it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. This is the foot of the rainbow that's meant to tell us God will not destroy creation again.
This is the water of the river Jabbok, where Jacob still wrestles with God.
This is the well where Joseph was left for dead by his jealous brothers.
This is the water that opened at Moses' command when God led God's people out of slavery. This is the water by which Miriam and the women danced with the rhythms of liberation.
This water sprang from rocks in the desert when the people started whining to go back to the way things used to be.
These are the salty tears King David shed when Nathan accused him of the worst sin. These are the tears he shed when he pleaded to God for forgiveness and got it.
These are the waters of Babylon by which our ancestors sat down and wept, their harps and tongues silent with homesickness.
And this is the water that broke in a barn in Bethlehem.
Out of this water, John pulled a stunned Jesus in the river Jordan. The day they saw the dove and heard from deep within the voice that said, "You are my beloved. In you my heart sings for joy."
And this is where those men heaved and hauled nets until love came to town and called them to even harder work for even less pay.
This is the water that became wine at a wedding in Cana.
Peter sauntered on this water and then sank and then was rescued, setting the pattern of a disciple's life.
This is the well in Samaria where Jesus chatted unchaperoned with a so-called disreputable woman. This is the living water that quenched her thirst forever and restored her dignity.
This is the spittle that came from his mouth when he restored hearing to those who could not hear, when he restored sight to those who could not see.
This is the water he used to cut the wine at his last meal.
And these are the tears that fell his last night in the garden.
This is the sink that Pilate used to wash his hands when he passed the death sentence.
And these are the wet faces of the women whose grief at the cross could not be quenched.
This is what Jesus thirsted for at the hour of his death.
This is the tomb from which Christ blasted. This is the opening. This is the way.
This is the water that binds us to him when shame and sin and death are destroyed. This is the water that reminds us who we are and whose we are.
And now, my friends, we too are invited to the water. We invite you to take whatever water is close to you. You can place it on your forehead in the sign of a cross or on your hands or simply touch it with your fingertips. And as you do so, hear the voice of God saying to you, "You are my beloved child. In you, I am well pleased."
Thank you.
As we come to our time of prayer, I invite you to lift up both your silent and spoken prayers. If you would like to share them with our pastoral team to pray for throughout this week, please follow the link under Contact Us on our website, and there may also be a link in the chat section right now on Facebook and live stream. You may also share prayer concerns with one another in those comments sections. Just remember, those are a public forum. This morning, we remember longtime West End member Dr. Sam Marnie, who passed away on Thursday, January 7th. A private family service will be held on Saturday, January 16th. Also this morning, Lori, Tom, and Virginia Lee are mourning the death of Lori's father, Wilton Sanders of Black Hawk, Mississippi, who passed from this life Friday, January 8th, warmed by the early morning sunshine streaming into his home. Mr. Sanders was 98 years old. Services will be held when it is safe for all to gather lovingly and generously. Prepare us now, loving God, for a time of prayer. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. God of peace and power, today we gather around the water and the flame as we remember the call you have placed on each of our lives. In the sign of the water that symbolizes life and renewal, we give thanks for baptism and the ways that it communicates your ever-present love and care for us. In the flicker of the candle flame, we are reminded of the Holy Spirit that ignites our souls and compels us to respond to your love through lives of justice, mercy, and grace. We pray this day that the full meaning of baptism by water and the Spirit is not lost on us. In this time, most especially, the world yearns for persons who not only receive baptism but also live according to your word and Spirit. Having been bathed in your healing waters, make us those persons. Help us remember our sacred vocation as those who walk in your ways. Christ Jesus, as your identity was fulfilled and fully revealed by the Spirit that descended like a dove, we pray that our true identities would also be revealed as we seek to live ever more fully into our baptismal covenants. Holy Son of God, you set the pattern for human flourishing, and you revealed the truth of God's way. Fill us with your Spirit and make us faithful students of your way. Holy One, we gather in pain and sorrow this day as we reflect back on the past week. In this country and land in which we share, we are woefully divided and increasingly at odds with one another. We pray for our country and our fellow citizens this morning, those with whom we agree and those with whom we disagree. We pray that in our conflict we would seek resolution. We pray that instead of violence we would seek productive means of working together. We pray that selfish and spiteful inclinations would give way to respect for the image of God found in one another. And we pray our hearts of stone would be filled with love that encompasses friend and foe alike. God, it is good and right that we pray these things, But we know we must also pray them with our attention fixed on Jesus the Christ, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Help us know that deep peace does not come from simply ignoring and forgetting the hatefulness, injustice, or selfishness that often threatens the flourishing of all persons. Remind us that Christian peacemakers are those who witness to truth, righteousness, humility, dignity, and grace in all things. Make us people who never forget our baptismal vows to resist the evil powers of this world, to repent of our sins, and to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves. We pray and hope that we are indeed people made for a time such as this. We trust that you are with us in all things as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We invite you now to give your tithes and offerings so that our congregation can continue its vital ministries in our community and throughout the world. You can give through our website or text to give. You may also mail a check to the church. We realize that many continue to suffer right now economically, so we simply encourage you to give as you are able. We know that God can multiply those gifts for God's glory and for the benefit of God's kingdom. So let us give with joy this morning.
My friends, we have absorbed into us the waters of baptism. We have been marked by the love and the claiming of God. May these waters, may that claiming shape how we live and act and go to be God's people in this world. And may we go in God's peace. Amen.